Welcome to Don't Trust the Mirror, My Secret Life with an Eating Disorder, with psychoanalyst Maureen Kritzer-Lang, the queen of self-esteem. Maureen shares her personal journey of her struggles with an eating disorder and how that changed her life. Listen as Maureen shares her pain, her stories, and her triumphs. Today, as a psychoanalyst, her mission is to help as many women as possible overcome their challenges. Now, My Secret Life with an Eating Disorder.
Hi, this is Maureen Kritzer-Lang. Welcome to my podcast, My Secret Life with an Eating Disorder. Today, I have a really special guest, Leslie Saltz Bradley. Welcome, Leslie.
Very nice to be here.
Great, great. Well, I wanted to just talk a little bit about you, which is Leslie opened Willow Street Boutique in downtown Summit in the fall of 1993. And she also opened a second location in Morristown in the spring of 2012. Leslie's commitment to creating an environment that makes people feel happy and empowered every time they walk through her doors is what drives her to be the best that she can be every single day. The relationships and connections that are constantly being created among the staff and clients are positively dynamic. Over the years, the support of her loyal clientele has been steadfast and remarkable. It's businesses like Willow Street that truly are the heartbeat of a downtown community. Leslie, my mission is to help women be all that they can be and get their lives back, to help them feel empowered and to increase their self-esteem through therapy. And I was thinking about you and how you do that too, and how you empower women and make them feel great through fashion and styling, and also the relationships that you create over the years with women to help them feel better about themselves. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about your experiences with women as they come into your store, and sometimes they're a little reluctant and they're a little bit hesitant to try on clothes, and how you help them feel better about themselves.
I would love to expand on that. I kind of feel like I'd like to take one step back and talk about fashion in general that has been notorious for kind of making women feel like they don't fit the mold, or that we have to meet some standard of size or style for that matter. And I do think, or maybe I hope, that I'm seeing fashion be a little bit more cognizant of different sizes and different ethnicities. And it could be a really empowering time in fashion, because as you and I both know, we love fashion, and there's times when it really can make you feel so wonderful. So I'm hoping that I'm seeing that on the fashion trend with a little bit more respect and a little bit more acceptance across the board. I have been lucky enough to have my store for 28 years, and it has really been a journey. I've seen women through the years come in and maybe not feel great about themselves or doubt what they could wear. Also wanted to step back. One thing that I have really lucky to have is an amazing staff.
You do have a really great staff.
I know, and Maureen knows them intimately. And I think that is the beginning, because it's a really safe environment. I have women of all ages, all shapes, all sizes that are all stylists. So everybody's not, 5'9" and skinny. And I think that makes my staff relatable, and also they're lovely, very accepting women. And I think that the commitment is there to send women out feeling really good about themselves.
I think that's great. And I agree with you that I think fashion is really trying to be more inclusive of bodies at any size. And I think that you are very welcoming and very kind, and really you don't push and really help women feel good about their bodies. And I think when women feel good about their bodies, it's sort of like the insides matching the outsides, which is what I like to say. And I think it's so important, because sometimes women open their closets and I'm sure you've heard many stories where they go in and they're just like, I hate everything I have. It looks terrible on me, and don't even like to go shopping. And it sometimes are really brave to even walk into your store.
Right. And sometimes being a specialty store is a little intimidating. You walk in, it's a smaller environment. It's certainly easier to walk into a department store and kind of fit in, disappear, if you will. But when you walk in Willow Street, I do think that it is that accepting environment. And we kind of don't let you get out the door. You know, I think that my staff is really good at kind of getting you and slowly bringing you in to maybe just to introduce you to one thing that might brighten up your wardrobe, or one thing. You know, it's not about making the sale, because my customers have come back for 28 years and they know that we're going to say, I don't think that's the best fit for you. Let's try something else. And I think that is really an honest staff that really helps people find, just even if it's that one top or that one pant or just a scarf with some color, that really can make you walk out and feel good about yourself.
I think that's really true, that it can just be one thing. And also developing the relationship, that they will want to come back. And even if they come in and they don't buy anything, but just to start to kind of develop that relationship, so that when they need something, they can feel, again, brave enough to come back into the store. I was just curious, like when women come in and you hear them say negative things about themselves or their bodies, how do you deal with that?
You know, it's really hard. And I was thinking about this. In my 28 years in retail, I don't know if I have ever heard a woman come in and say, I feel awesome. I am all that. And it kind of bums me out. I think that, first of all, you know, from doing what you do, feeling good about yourself comes from the inside.
Right.
And I don't believe that anything from the outside can really truly make you feel good. I will bring it back to kind of a loving and caring staff. But I think that trusting yourself, knowing that if you put something on and you don't feel good about it in the store, you're probably not going to feel good about it out of the store. And that's where the pushy salesperson just doesn't work. Our goal really, I would love to have someone go, this might be a little bit out of my comfort zone. I'm going to try it. And I'm perfectly happy with try it. We have a return policy. If you don't feel good about it, come back. We're going to help you find something else. But sometimes it is good to just help someone just take that little leap into something else. It might kind of go, then they come back and they were like, wow, I wore this to this party and it was a little out of my comfort zone, but it made me feel so good. Right. So I don't know, to really answer your question, what do I do when someone says negative things? Because literally, you could be a negative zero and you're going to feel, maybe someone's not going to feel great about themselves, all the way up to all the sizes. So I think it's just really trying to help them find something that they can go, okay, I'm going to step out and feel really good about this.
Yeah, and take that chance. And, yeah. And I like what you said too about how it really has to start from the insides, mm-hmm. and trusting themselves, because that can be really hard. And my website, Don't Trust the Mirror, which is that sometimes we look in the mirror and depending on our mood, we're very, very critical. But then, so people will say to me like, well, how do I trust the mirror? When do I trust the mirror? And I like to think of it as when your insides are matching your outsides. And right. And so sometimes it doesn't feel good. And then sometimes you just see that shift. And when they smile and they're like, wow, I all of a sudden feel great about myself, and they've tried something a little bit different, and that must make you feel really great to do that for somebody.
It really does. I would say It is my favorite thing, really, to say that someone came back and they were at a party or they went to a meeting. And, you know, a lot of women come in because they do have a meeting or something and they need to up their game in their professional career. And, you know, we send them out with a great outfit and they get the job. Now, of course, they got the job because they're awesome and they deserve the job. But, you know, if you can, like you said, match the inside and the outside, then I think that's great. And, you know, they just come skipping in the door again to see us. And it really, it makes my job a lot of fun.
Are there certain styles or certain things that women gravitate to that they tend to always go to? And then you're kind of like, let's kind of move that a bit. Cause I'm sure you see women come in and especially now, like things are much more casual too. And so, you know, we all over the last year and a half, like our leggings, right?
Yes.
And sort of those kinds of clothes. But what are some things also that you help women kind of shift to that they feel good about?
Well, I do believe you have to follow the contact of the customer, because what I think looks good doesn't always mean anything. It is certainly one woman's opinion. I believe in shopping for body type, regardless of what the fashion is. If skinny jeans are in and you're bottom heavy, skinny jeans may not be a good fit for you. Skinny jeans were never a good fit for me. That's my body type. And it just never, ever was good. But then I put on a flare and I can look and feel so much better. So I may make a suggestion if I felt like there was a body type that was wearing it, just because skinny jeans are in, they want to wear them. Either A, you do try to take that fashion and make it work for them, maybe with a longer top or a blazer as opposed to something a little bit shorter. So you can make the fashion work if someone really wants to follow that. But I feel like I try to, you know, just steer. So sometimes if you just bring out the other outfit, whether it be the flare jean, you know, and then you say, well, let's try the two looks side by side and see how you feel. And if the customer feels good in the skinny jean, even if I don't think it's a great look, she feels good on the inside. And I say, rock it. You're gonna look great.
Right.
So I do. I feel like I try to follow the contact of the customer, but I'm a real firm believer. People come in and they're like, oh, I hate that one fashion, that skinny jean or whatever it be. And I'm like, well, let's not do it. Let's find something else. I mean, I certainly don't follow one path in fashion. So let's find something that makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think it really is, again, sort of, you know, like in my business too, I feel it's very much trying to meet my patient where they are.
Yeah.
And so I think that's also what you do with your clients is kind of meeting them where they are to sort of get a sense of who they are. I was just wondering, because sometimes women are so self-conscious and you may say, oh, that looks really good. And they may all of a sudden like, oh, thank you. And they sort of don't want to get to disappoint you and say that they really don't like it. But you said that you like it. So it's sort of also being able to even read them that way, that they may just want to please you and end up buying something that they don't feel great about, but they kind of want to they don't want to speak up.
Sure.
And again, the finding that confidence to sort of be able to speak up and say like, no, this really isn't for me. But a lot of that's hard for a lot of women.
You know what it is. And I do think I never really thought about it as a pleasing thing before. But I'm assuming that could happen. And, you know, I would hope they would return it. Because I just don't really want people to own things that they don't like or that don't feel good about them. But there is, you know, it is a small store.
Right.
And I try to, if someone, I feel like someone is giving me a pushback on something, I may think it looks great and they're kind of like hemming and hawing and, I would hope again, they would just leave it in the dressing room and not come out and buy it. But, I just try to follow the contact again.
Right.
Just not push.
Or even just
try to find something else.
Yeah. Yeah. Or even say like, maybe we'll think about that. Cause I know sometimes they're like, let's put that aside and let's go on to this and just think about that.
Exactly. I think like you just said, if I can like just steer it into another way. Oh, let me just find you another shirt. Let's have another option. That is a thing I say a lot. I'm like, let's just find another option. Mm-hmm. And it seems kind of like a neutral way to move around things.
Yeah. I also know in your store that some of the women who work in the store will also come out to your home.
Yes.
And I wonder also for women that feel so self-conscious, you know, how that is and what maybe the experiences are in doing that, where somebody can like do it in the privacy of their own home and not feel self-conscious about trying on clothes with other people and to do that and what your experience is with that, because that's a very special thing that you do.
I think so. I never really realized what a valuable service that
valuable.
Would have turned into. And a few of my staff members have just gotten really good at it. And they happen to be just the most incredibly lovely women that I know. But I think it does do exactly what you're saying. You can shop in your own home. You can try things on in your own mirror. Sometimes people say to me, oh, you got a skinny mirror. And I was like,
I've heard that before.
I did not. If I had a skinny mirror, I would be really, really rich. There's no such thing as a skinny mirror. You actually look that good. That's what I usually say to them. But no, that has been a wonderful service, especially for women who are busy and for women who just want the privacy. Then they don't want to, you know, have all the, you know, have the love of the store running around.
Yeah. 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 And I want to just also say, and again, it can be your store, it can be wherever they go, you know, that they have to feel comfortable when they walk in. And I think developing the relationships, again, in my business, your business, the relationships are really important. And it's almost like, I almost, this is sort of a funny kind of analogy, but it's like, what was the coffee place in Friends? Sort of the
perk. Okay, up, sure. I don't know,
like what? But it's sort of like you can go into your store and not even buy something, but it's sort of a place that people can come in and just say hi, and also I think that generates some confidence and connection, which helps women also feel better.
I really agree. These women, in January, I will celebrate one employee's 20-year anniversary. And one of the stylists that Maureen and I both know and another stylist will be celebrating 20 years in June. So these women have been with me a long time. They have made relationships and know kids. And so then this does kind of help a person who might be a little shyer or not feeling as good about herself to feel better and to feel safe.
Right. Feeling safe. I think that's a really important word, to feel safe.
And if I have done anything in my career, if I can do that, I feel like I'll have done a lot, because I've only had one male boss in my entire lifetime. Wow. So I've always had women bosses and have had women employees. So I've never really worked for a man. I've only known relationships with women. And I believe that we are stronger and better together, and we can so empower each other. And I feel like my store can do that. Not just my store, fashion can do that if you do it the right way.
Right.
With the right staff and, you know, and then have someone like Maureen who kind of helps tie up the package, maybe.
Right. And ties up those insides so you can do the outsides. So, before we end, I was wondering if you could just give a few tips on how women can increase their self-esteem, gain confidence, feel empowered by styling and fashion. Just some takeaways for people.
Okay. I think that the number one thing that you can do is don't look at a size.
No, that's great.
I'll tell you right now, I've been doing this a long time. Every manufacturer has a fit model, and that fit model is all across the board. And a size 28 from this person is not the size 28 for that person. So if you feel like you are only a size 28, and that size 28 may be too small or too big, then you're hurting yourself right off the bat. So just don't even look at size. Mm-hmm. Go for fit. I think that one of the things that we have a tendency to do is to buy things too small, thinking that we're going to be thinner and whatever. And that never looks good on anybody. Not only does it look good on the outside, I don't think it feels good on the inside, because now you're uncomfortable.
Right, right.
So a lot of that, I do believe, goes back to size and just kind of putting on something that feels good, looks good. Let a stylist style it for you to pull the outfit together. I say looking in the mirror. If you like, I looked horrible in the color red, and I actually think it's a really pretty color. If I put that color on by noon, I can barely look in the mirror. So I think you kind of have to know some things about yourself that are just like, absolutely not. I do not feel good in that color. So trusting yourself too.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. Trusting yourself, I think. And again, as women, we all have those moments where we don't trust ourselves and question ourselves. But I think really looking within, to be honest with ourselves, and also that critical voice, I think, yes, to really be able to be kind to ourselves,
yes,
is so important, because we are also critical, and just to be kind and loving towards ourselves really makes such a difference and goes so far in feeling better about ourselves.
And it does. And, you know, I work with all these women, and I work with them every day, and every single woman that I work with or comes into my store has so much to offer and such an amazing story. Mm-hmm. And so we need to not let people dictate size and fashion and whatever. Just
absolutely
be feel good about ourselves and what we've accomplished and how far we've come as women.
Absolutely. Thank you, Leslie, for
my pleasure
podcast. I really enjoy talking with you and visiting with you. And I think you have such a great message and such a great presence. And again, all the people that are in your store that work for you and the relationships are so important in us feeling good about ourselves.
And I really enjoy being a part.
Yes, thank you. And I like to say that we should all be the queen of our own self-esteem, right? And wear our crowns in, yes, whatever way that works for us. So thank you for coming on my podcast, My Secret Life with an Eating Disorder. And you can follow me on social media, follow you on social media, follow us together on all the social media channels. Thank you, Leslie.
Wonderful. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Don't Trust the Mirror, My Secret Life with an Eating Disorder, with psychoanalyst Maureen Kritzer Lang, the queen of self-esteem. We hope you enjoyed it. Please visit don'ttrustthemirror.com, where you'll find all our social networking links and can post your stories, comments, and questions. Until next time, remember, trust yourself. Don't trust the mirror.